New developments in Syria are cause for concern. North Korea expels an Australian missionary. And I'll have some commentary about the situation in Ukraine and how it's affecting the church. Find out what that's all about on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Ukraine has taken the world spotlight, but developments in Syria are cause for concern. David Curry of Open Doors USA explains.
Over the last several months, Christians have increasingly been caught in the crossfire. Some extremist groups have been quoted as saying, you will either kill you or you're going to have to leave. So there's a concerted effort to put Christians in the middle of these battles because they want them to leave. They want to impose Sharia law.
Believers in homes are standing firm, though. Read the full story at our website. Then take action.
We need to have Christians in the West calling their representatives in Congress and the Senate and saying, hey, will you please pay attention to what's happening to Christians in Syria? A lot of times people don't realize that Christians are being targeted in Syria, but it's becoming a big problem.
Pray strength and courage for believers choosing to stay in Syria. Next, the good news is that John Short, a missionary from Australia, is out of North Korea. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says that after issuing a forced confession, he was expelled on March 3rd.
I think it means he'll never get a visa to go back. They said it was in honor of his age because he is a 75-year-old man. They said that was the reason they were expelling him as opposed to maybe having a trial or charging him with a crime.
Prior to his release, Nettleton spoke with Short's wife, Karen. She was supportive of her husband and wanted the underground church in North Korea to know they're not forgotten.
We pray for their government and for their leaders because God is Lord of heaven and earth. He's ultimately in control. And be encouraged. People in the West are praying. They care. They love you. And that is why my husband went, to demonstrate just by his presence and being there.
Share the story with your friends on Facebook. We also have some prayer needs for North Korea at our website. This is Mission Network News. If business or sustainability is your thing, there's a place for you in missions. Just ask C.H. Dyer of Bright Hope International.
I hope business leaders and entrepreneurs would listen up very closely because this is something that is really challenging us at Bright Hope. We need experts and people to get involved and join in these discussions.
Bright Hope is bringing the gospel and Christ's love to people living on less than a dollar a day.
We are enabling these churches in these poor communities to do what God has called them to do. We don't come in and say you need to start a school program or clean water or an anti-human trafficking program. We build customized solutions around what they see God's call upon their church in that poor community.
Think you can help? We'll connect you with Bright Hope at our website. And I'd like to conclude with my own take on the Russia-Ukraine conflict, a commentary of sorts. I don't do these very often, but this situation has me pretty concerned. Why? Well, there's a rift growing between the evangelical church leaders. I got in the middle of it yesterday on a ministry's Facebook page. Now, some Christians believe Ukraine's right and Russia's wrong. Others believe that Russia's right and Ukraine's wrong. Some Christians even suggest that if believers are involved, they're wrong and vice versa. The bottom line is this. I believe the evil one is using this to divide the church there. It couldn't happen at a worse time, as many Ukrainians and Russians are not only open to receiving Scripture, they want to talk about it. Can I ask you to pray that God will unify the church? Pray God will heal hurt feelings and allow the church to share Jesus in the most incredible way. Read all of my thoughts on this, including prayer points, at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, if you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, just call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up to get our new and improved e-news blasts, and it's free. Just go to missionnetworknews.org, click on the banner ad, and fill out the information, and voila, you're all signed up. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.